Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Oh, this is a nice song.
The bonus tape.
Yeah.
How do you know it's a nice song? You don't know what they talk about. They talk about murdering kids.
That's amazing. It makes it even better.
I want those kids to die.
Speaking of kids, I have a question.
There was a scandal in Greece with a priest.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he was supposed to take care of, like, foster kids, I think. And he was banging all of them.
Oh.
And then he made fake documents that apparently they signed, that the parents signed, that no, it's fake, the kids were lying. But then the government got involved and like, yo, these are fake documents and they're not even good forgeries. Like,
oh my God.
Everything he writes on it is super fake. They go like, this person never worked for us. Because they go like, a guy signed off, but the kids were lying. So he just lied. So now there's another scandal. Dude, you can't trust
anyone. So he went over to the dark side.
Yeah, a lot of people do. God. A lot of people are monstres. You know monstres?
Yeah, that's crazy. Fuck, so hold on. He banged. So wait, these kids were under his care, right? And he was just slaying dick the entire time. How many kids did he bang?
I don't know, but it's not a ratings question. It's not a ranking and bragging stuff, bro. What are you trying to compete? You're like, how many kids did he bang? Because I banged way more. I don't know how many he banged, but I'm totally the champ, bro. And then there was the New York Post. I saw this morning. They don't know, and these are supposed to be journalists. They don't know how to speak or write English. I'm just going to read you the headline. I shouldn't have even told you this, but I'm just going to read it for you and tell me if this makes sense in English. Idaho teacher arrested for rape of teen cops found driving her car because she was too drunk to drive.
What?
Okay, what is the story?
No, hold on.
Let me repeat it and tell me if you understand.
Can when you say it slower? Because the beginning started.
You thought you understood.
Sense.
Yeah, you thought you understood. Okay. I'm like, okay. Let me read the whole thing and tell me if you understand what happened.
Slowly, please.
Idaho teacher arrested for rape of teen cops found driving her car because she was too drunk to drive.
Okay, so she raped teens, and then the way cops found her was they found her car because she was too drunk to drive.
No, that's not what happened at all.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to repeat it again. Idaho teacher arrested for rape of teen cops found driving her car because she was too drunk to drive.
I don't know. There's no such thing as teen police officers.
Bro, it doesn't make any fucking sense. And then I'm like, and then someone just wrote, I go, it's almost like the New York Post social media team snorted up commas instead of coke. It looks like they're running low on both. Someone wrote those poor teen cops. Is that even English, a woman wrote? Okay, so it's not just me. Okay.
Yeah, okay. No, that's insane.
Awful.
That's...
And I didn't want to even read the story because I was like, now I don't care.
They hired Tim Hortons employees.
Because the way it sounds at first is like teen cops. She raped teenager cops, cop teenagers. Yeah. And then she stole their car or they stole her car. It doesn't make any sense. I'm like, I'm not.
It's all over the place.
It's all over the place. That's the problem nowadays. You can't get good help.
But I had a question to ask you. Speaking of the kids getting, bamboozled by the priest.
What is it?
Why do pedophiles dress like pedophiles?
Well, they don't all. Some wear like the pants all the way to the belly button. Others dressed like priests. They don't all have the same attire.
But they usually have like hints, like clues that you're like, okay, I see it. You know what I mean? Like they always have like, they either have like the long coat. They always have, there's always like a.
We're getting the mood now for this.
I'm asking this because I was walking by an elementary school before I got here. And I was dressed.
Hold on.
Yeah.
You were at an elementary school before you got here?
I was walking by an elementary school.
You're not allowed to do that anymore.
I know, but I did it anyway.
There are laws for a reason.
I like to live dangerously. What can I say? And I was thinking to myself, I'm like, bro, I'm dressed cool as shit now. Like, I could be a pedophile right now. Nobody would know.
Well, now everyone knows. You said it on the most popular podcast.
Because, like, you're just cool as shit. Like, I could have even stopped and observed the kids. And somebody could have approached me and I would have said, like, oh, I'm looking for my kid. I could have pretended I was a dad and they would have believed it because I'm dressed cool. Like, pedophiles don't dress cool enough, I find.
I have something for you.
Yes.
You're going to enjoy this. I was in Texas. I was away for 2 days. I get back. And my wife is like, I got something to tell you. And I was like, what? She's like, so I just paid a ticket because I got a ticket while driving your car. And I was like, while driving? Like you were speeding or something? She's like, no, actually, it wasn't while driving. It was like, look, long story short, I parked in a handicapped space and they towed your car away.
No.
And then I thought I got robbed. And she had the dog in a sling on her chest and she's out. She's like, what the fuck? A car got robbed. And then she didn't know what to do. She panicked. She called me, but I was filming in Dallas, so I didn't see the thing. And then she's like, oh, I don't want to make him panic. She called my sister. And then my sister's like, oh, where'd you park? And they figure out, oh, yeah, they towed it. She got like a $400 something ticket.
No.
Yeah. And they towed it to like Jean Mans. And then she went to find it.
Jean Mans.
Yeah. And then I go
downtown.
No. If you just need to go past the little under bridge, right across there, right across right like two blocks from Park Avenue, like around there.
Okay.
So then I go to. So wait, I don't get it. You paid for them to tell you where it is? She's like, no, there was a website, and you could find where it is, your car, and then go get it. And I was like, so why'd you pay the ticket? And she's like, well, that's what you're supposed to do. I go, well, no, if you already had the car, don't pay it. I would have contested. I would have been like, clearly I didn't get a ticket because I have my car. It wasn't towed because my car's at home. And also, I was in Texas. Here's the proof.
Oh, but she panicked.
She panicked and she paid it right away. I go, if they made you pay it and then you get the ad, that's different. It's hard to fight. But I would have been like, I have proof. I wasn't even in town.
You would have won.
100%. I would have been like, and I have my car. No one towed it. What are you guys talking about?
They would have been so confused, though. Yeah. They would have been so lost.
Yeah.
But they would have asked you right away, did you loan your car to anyone?
Like, no.
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 It was parked at home in the garage.
As far as I could tell. Because I didn't know at all. That's the other thing.
And the thing is, they would have let you off. Because even if they, because then they would have asked for camera proof and all that. Bro, it's too much work for like a
camera phone. Proof. I would have been like, bro, here you go. Here's my proof of me being in Texas.
No, but
here's like a video of me dressed as a Santa Claus.
For the parking garage, I mean, they would have asked for proof and shit. Like recording.
Many people called me concerned, asking me, you got neck tattoos.
There's no way people were actually concerned.
Yes, and I was like, fuck, no one understands what I'm doing. Some people also thought that it was just my new that all the tattoos are real and that I'm showing off my new neck tattoo and that I'm being like, as they worded it, you're being a little gay right now, you're showing off your body. And I was like, that's
Who said that?
I'll show you the messages. It doesn't matter. Look this apart. But, and then I was like, guys, it's not a sexual post. The focus on the post is all the tattoos because they're not real. It's just for the sketch. But they thought I was just trying to show like, yo, I'm shirtless. Like a lot of people didn't understand what I was doing with it. And like, why are you sexualizing yourself? It's like, holy fuck, guys. So that tattoos are not dead giveaways. Like I don't have tattoos. So that's the goal of that is to show that it's the tattoos. It's just me with tattoos. That's what it is because you're not going to see that.
Were these people guys?
Some were guys. Yeah. One girl asked me to.
Okay. Yeah. Those guys are gay.
Yeah.
Why are you sexualizing yourself, bro? Yeah.
That's such and a I was weird like,
it's not. I'm not sexual. You're not getting the point. I even wrote in the thing. It says surprise sketch loading. Like I'm. Oh, but here's what's funny is I looked so much the part. The makeup.
It actually, like I saw the pictures. It actually suited you,
dude. You want to laugh?
I was shocked.
You want well, except for the neck one is a bit much. But, even the neck. But it suited. Like I could rock it for a movie. Or
You'd
whatever.
Make a great biker.
Yeah.
You'd make an amazing biker.
So let's do this now. So we're at the Blaze Studios, and you know who was there? I got to meet Alex Stein. He was nice to me. Good, funny dude. Tiffany Gomez, the chick that was on an airplane, she was like, that motherfucker's not real.
Oh, yeah.
Cutie. She was cute, yeah. She was there because she was doing an interview on his show. So anyways, there's handlers there. There's this one guy, he's the whole time, because I'm just like Santa with all the tats. Everyone thought that they were real tattoos and they were dressing. No one understood that the people that didn't know me didn't know what I was doing.
That's and funny.
Like, you're like, that Santa looks good. No. And they're introducing themselves. And I go, I'm normally not dressed like a douchebag. And they're like, no, it's a cool sign. And I go, no, even the tattoos. And I'm trying to explain to them that they're not real. Everyone thought that they were just my tattoos all over my neck and my arms. Yeah.
But that's how much it suited you, actually.
That's how much it suited me, which I'm not sure if I'm okay with. So the makeup girl, the original makeup girl that put them on, she wasn't there at the end. I wanted them off because I was doing a show after and on YouTube, and I didn't want the neck tattoo especially.
Yeah.
So I couldn't get them off, and she had to get them off. So she gets the neck tattoo off, and then she's like, okay. And then she's looking at me. I go, you're going to get the rest of them off? And she looks at my arm. She's like, wait, are all these fake? Like, these are all fake. I go, she's like, the lion's fake. I go, these are all fake. I don't have any tattoos.
Is she the one that did them?
No, it was another makeup girl that did it. Okay. And she's like, get the fuck out of here. She goes, I thought they were real.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so then we started getting the eagle off and all that. But it's so funny. She's like, are all these fake?
But that's so dumb. You could tell when it's fake. Because even a fresh tattoo
is
extra dark.
The eagle one that I had on my arm, you could tell. I am telling you, dude, the lion, she couldn't tell. And even me looking at it, I was like, oh, fuck, it does look real.
Really?
Yeah, there was some that looked real.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's funny, though. Mm. That's funny that everyone thought they were real.
Yeah, they all thought they were real.
Goddamn.
And it was a lot. I can't wait till that sketch comes out.
Yeah, it's
a Christmas sketch. People are going to fucking love it.
We got to find a casting agent that's doing, like, oh, you should have been in that new biker movie with, what's his face? Tom Hardy.
It's a biker movie.
Yeah,
I like Tom Hardy.
Oh, dude, I think it's going to be sick.
We're going to start doing more sketches, like, in the new year. Like, actual, because I saw what they were doing down there, and I got jealous. Like, obviously, they have better equipment. They have the old Paramount set.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we have crazy equipment, too.
Yeah, we could, with what we have, we could do a lot of funny shit in the studio.
Yeah.
We haven't utilized it to its full potential.
And I was shocked at how many it was all, like, there's so many ex-Steven Crowder employees there.
Really?
It was fucking hilarious. I was like, oh, shit, well, man. Everybody was, like, all excited. I go, what the fuck?
Oh, so you knew everyone, basically.
I knew a lot of people that were working there, but it was funny. Like, you don't work at a lot of crowd. I go, no, I like a year ago I left. And no one said anything. I like quietly just walked out. No one said anything.
Yeah.
I have the best quiet quitting story. I just stopped. No one was using my stuff. And I was still getting paid. So I would write stuff and then charge, obviously. But then I was like, what am I charging and why am I even writing? I'm wasting my energy.
Yeah.
And they're wasting money. So I just stopped and no one said anything.
Yeah, it's quietly, not going. I get it.
Like, quietly disappeared.
Do you think Steven Crowder has always been this much of a lunatic?
Like, political and all that? No, I think now they just moved more towards investigative journalism and shit. So they're doing more of that stuff. And they're not doing comedy.
No, but I mean him as a person.
Yeah, he's
like, I heard a lot of stories. I saw the video about his wife. Do you think he's always been like that or he became like that?
Because he's intense.
Because the thing is, he's always been intense. I've watched his older stuff.
Yeah.
But do you think, because he obviously got a lot of hate online for all of his shit, so do you think it kind of turned him into that?
No. I think he's the same guy, just that, you get more and more intense, more power, more money. It comes out. I don't know. He's just intense. That's the best word to describe it. Very, very intense.
That's why I stopped watching. It was too, like, some of the stuff I agreed with, and I'm like, he's too much. I can't.
Yeah. Too intense, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Everyone's different. It's not the... not their cup of tea.
Yeah. Like, I enjoyed his Change My Mind stuff. Those were hilarious. People trying to beat him up.
Yeah.
And it was like, I'm not aggressive with you. But he was yelling at them 5 seconds ago.
But that's why. Yeah. It was just. But it was cool seeing everyone there. Like, I like seeing them do stuff. Like, they like that they're happy and shit.
I like it. I found out, because he had told me he was going to do a gig in Toronto.
Nice.
And then I found out through friends at the cafe that he was on Jack Reacher, the show on Amazon.
That's supposed to be a good show, too,
by the way. It's a very good show. I watched the first season. I didn't watch it fully because I kept falling asleep in and out. It was late. And so I got to rewatch a bit. But he's in season 2, my brother.
What does that mean for me?
He's a stuntman. I don't know. I just, the thing of, like, I like seeing people do shit. I was so proud of him.
Yeah, dude, this is, I keep telling people, you have to get out and do shit. Because if your brother listened to all of the Park Xers, like what they told me, no, you can't. You would just be there. You'd just be working, you'd be washing dishes at fucking India Bovillage.
Yeah, but that's the thing. My brother, when he wanted to do the stunts, everyone was telling him no. Everyone was telling him no. My mother, our father.
Your mom is different, your mom and dad, because they're also from a different generation. They're not doing because they want to keep him down. They're doing because they're legit scared that he's going to ruin his life.
That too, and I do understand that point of view, but everyone around them, and I told him, bro, if that's what you like, just fucking do it. Important call.
No. Someone was trying to get into my house. There's a doorbell. So I'll let them in. I have cameras.
Oh, bro, the other day my camera wasn't working on my building. I think because of my internet connection. I thought someone was trying to rob the place because it was late too. And they kept trying to get in. They kept running, and then the camera wouldn't
work.
What
was it?
It was a delivery for Bath & Body for my girlfriend. She ordered Bath & Body stuff.
Oh.
Like candles and scented candles and shit.
Bath, body, and stuff.
Hey.
Yeah.
and I thought someone covered the camera because it was answering.
I could just imagine, but you it was black,
bro. I was losing my
shit. I'm gonna kill everyone.
And then my girlfriend texted me. I was panicking at work, and my girlfriend texted me. She's like, "By the way, we got a notification. It wasn't even that late. What am I saying? It was like 5 p.m." And then, but you know, it gets dark fast now. And she texts me, she's like, "By the way, did somebody ring the doorbell for like my Bath and Body order?" I was like, "Ah, oh, fuck, I overreacted."
I used to overreact too. Yeah, so now I have cameras everywhere.
Yeah, so I went and picked it up.
I like this girl. Her name is Iniko.
Iniko?
Iniko.
Iniko. Yes. It's nice. I like this.
Motion in your friend door. All right. See, I can spy on them.
Oh.
Let me see here. Spying.
Who is it? Man or woman?
Let me see. I am not really here. I'm an intrusion. How do you not like this? Yeah.
I heard a door.
Yeah. The wife.
Okay. One time I had a...
She's going out to get my car towed again.
I had a Amazon driver, like, drop off a package.
Hold on. Enjoy this.
Okay.
It's a good tune.
It is.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
Every Laker.
She's good. I don't think I like her as much as you, but she's good. I like it.
No, you're not gonna like her as much as me. I'm a weirdo, but I like it.
Something about her voice is throwing me off. Like this,
you don't like black people, but I love her. I think she's amazing.
I didn't even know she was black. I thought she was autistic.
Okay. Ooh, what's this? Miss Greece. My timeline. Good luck to Miss Universe Greece 2023. What's her name? Fuck. Marielia Zalumi. I've never heard Marielia. Mariella, maybe, but Marielia, I've never heard that.
Marielia.
Maybe they misspelled
Marie-Elia?
It.
Marielia? Marielia?
One word. Marielia.
Marielia.
Yeah, I've never heard that.
That's weird.
She's in El Salvador for the preliminary rounds.
What is she, soccer?
No, Miss Universe.
Oh.
It's the competition for who's the most fly-ass honey.
You know, I'm surprised
that a dude hasn't won this one yet. Just wait.
That more Greek women haven't won. Like, you always see Miss whatever.
Yeah. They go high. They have won before back in the day, but they go, they rank high. Greeks are hot.
I know, but you never see them in like media and stuff, in like popular media. Have you noticed that Greeks don't get?
They do. You just don't know they're Greek. Like Jennifer Aniston was a sex symbol. She's a Greekster.
Yeah, but she's not presented as a Greekster.
That's what I'm saying. But she's still a Greek.
Yeah, I get it. But it's not. What I'm arguing is she's not presented as a Greekster. She's presented as an American.
I'm presented as a Greekster.
Yeah, because you decide to.
But I mean, a lot of times people always cut me off though. They're like, in the States, they like to be like, he's Canadian.
Okay.
You know, here it depends. If the second I leave the province, I'm a Quebecer.
The promise.
When I leave the province, I'm promised to Quebec. I'm a Quebecer.
Yeah.
A lot of the French people, they call me an Anglo.
When you're here.
Yeah. When I'm here, I'm a Greekster.
Oh shit. This is not the same lady.
Yes, it is.
No way. Oh,
she's very good. Listen,
she's got range. Call it what you need.
I'd be a good SiriusXM radio host, just propping these artists up.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Oh wow, that's a great voice.
She's lovely, yeah. And I like her lyrics. She's a lovely lady.
I love a good voice that can make you cry. Have you ever heard a good voice that can make
Adele.
You cry? Yeah, bro, Adele, what a voice.
Cause I set fire to the rain. Or similar. It's a, yeah.
Cause I set fire to the rain.
Get a fire extinguisher, I'm so hot. The flames are flaming and the flames are hot.
Yo, we should play some Adele. We gotta.
I'll play some Adele in a bit.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. Who's gonna stop me? King's Affirmation. Have you heard this?
This is her song?
This is a good song.
Is this Adele or?
No, no, no. This is Inigo. This is called the King's Affirmation.
The King's Affirmation.
This is very motivational if you're easily motivated.
Really? Oh, I know this. I like this. No cloud, I give them no power. Creators built different, they ancient. Sooner than later, I will be ours. Boom. I keep an eye out for the this one gives me chills.
Synchronization to infinity, even beyond it. I am a common, no destination. A lot of things I am above, and there are a lot of things that are above me. Do not come for the people I love, cause then I get scary, then I get uglier.
Oh,
oh, yeah.
Oh, oh, that's good.
Yeah. Great song.
Oh, my God.
Told you.
I gotta talk about this.
This song.
Because the only time I've ever heard it is on TikTok.
Go fuck yourself. Go on.
And I've come to the conclusion that TikTok ruins a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Because you only get small clips of something.
Yes. And I was and the thing is, sometimes you see it on TikToks where the TikTok annoys you.
So now the song annoys you.
Yeah. I never heard it raw like this. Wow, this is what's it called? King's
The King's Affirmation.
Wow, that's a great fucking song, bro.
It's a good lady.
Oh, King's Affirmation. I'm gonna put that in my fucking playlist. I'm listening to this after alone.
Yeah, yeah.
God damn.
You're welcome.
Wow, that's a great song. This one gave me chills, bro.
I'm telling you. Your boy knows. If anybody knows, it's me.
Yeah, you.
I'm a good music man. I'm not good at making music, though. I wish I was.
You're the one that introduced me to Lana Del Rey, I think.
Bro, the queen.
Yeah, yeah, great singer, bro. She's amazing.
I also like this from The Weeknd. I've played it before. I love Phantom. This is you know that this is Jim Carrey.
What?
This is Jim Carrey. The guy talking is Jim Carrey.
No way.
He's a Canadian actor and comedian.
I know who he is, but I didn't know.
Hold on. Let me describe who he is so you can know if you know who he is. He's an actor. He was Ace Ventura.
Yes. You bastard. We'll sit back and unpack. Oh, he's got a great voice, Jim Carrey. May be here a while. Now that all future plans have been postponed, and it's time to look back on the things you thought you owned, do you remember them well? Were you high or just stoned? And how many grudges did you take to your grave? This is a great song. You weren't liked or followed.
How did you behave? If I had a late night radio show, this would be my intro. Dissonant chord you were
strumming. Yeah. Were you ever in tune with
the song life was humming? Such a good question. If the pain's living on when your body's long gone and your phantom regret hasn't let it go yet, you may not have died in the way that you must. All specters are haunted by their own lack of trust. Wow. When you're all out of time, there's nothing but space. No hunting, no gathering, no nations, no race. And heaven is closer than those tears on your face. When the purple rain falls, we're all bathed in its grace. Heaven's for those who let go of regret. And you have to wait here when you're not all there yet. Wow. But you could be there by the end of this song, where the weekend's so good and he plays all week long. Bang a gong, get it on. I love it.
And if your broken heart's heavy when you step on the scale, you'll be lighter than air when they pull back the veil. Consider the flowers, they don't try to look right. They just open their petals and turn to the light.
Wow.
Are you listening real close? Heaven's not that, it's this. It's the depth of this moment. You don't reach for bliss. God knows life is chaos, but he made one thing true. You gotta unwind your mind, train your soul to align, and dance till you find that divine boogaloo.
Boogaloo.
Okay.
I would have this as my intro if I had a late night radio show.
This is amazing. I have listened to this album. I feel like the Weeknd, this
Don FM was very good. Yeah.
I feel like it doesn't get enough the credit it deserves.
No, I'm with you.
Also, I just realized I have to listen to more music with headphones on.
Mm. Best way to listen. If you're listening to this right now, try to pop some headphones on. Enjoy even the podcast. Enjoy the. Oh, I got another complaint for you screaming already.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I got 2DM. I got a 2DM. I always get, but I got one on Spotify. Spotify intellectuals.
Shit.
Someone wrote, bro, they wrote something like, Poseidon, can you please stop fucking screaming? Like, I'm trying, stop screaming.
I'm going to try and make an, I move it away, but I'm too loud.
You don't. There's even a video of you yesterday, because I was the one editing.
Yeah.
Literally, like, ah, you're screaming into the microphone, and like, it's like crazy, bro.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
You're like the worst podcaster, and you've been doing this as long as anyone.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's insane.
Yeah, I have to stop yelling.
It used to be a running gag with like people who were new to radio or podcasting. They used to make fun of them, like they didn't know like what the cough button is for and all that. They would scream into the mic or cough into the mic instead of looking away. And you do that still in 2023, bro.
Most of the time, I move it away though. It just there are times that you know it's too instant, too abrupt. But I have to. It's because I'm naturally loud. I have to tone myself down a little
bit.
I'm
your dick,
especially if with you know. With you, my sweet love, this is great.
Little secret I'm gonna tell people. When I get on a plane,
yeah,
these are the albums I download. It's full of Lana Del Rey, Weekend, Charlotte Cardin. I have some of her too, but mostly Lana. It calms me down. And this is when I'm in the air. This is the kind of songs I listen to. And even if I'm alone and I'm driving, sometimes even with you, when I'm on tour, if I'm going far, like other place in Quebec, a few hours away, it's gonna be this. People think it's gonna be heavy metal, but no, it's gonna be this. Well, especially when I'm alone, it's all this stuff. I love it.
Very soothing about
soothing.
It.
Soothing. It makes me think.
Yeah.
All the bad decisions I ever made in my life, I'm like, I'm not the only one.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes you feel good when you realize that you're not
No one
alone.
Knows what they're doing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, I was thinking about the other day, you know how like... I have like a weird relationship with my father. Probably that too. I probably do have a low form of Tourette's. But you know how I have a...
Oh, let's see who's ringing.
Oh, someone's ringing again.
Hello? Hello? No one wants to talk to us. I thought it would be fun to have a call-in show and no one wants to talk.
So... Well, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. You know how I have a weird relationship with my father and I kind of stopped talking to him for a while?
Yeah.
I kind of started again. Like, I was thinking, I'm like, fuck, like, it's his... Like, he fucked up a lot in life, but it's also his first experience in life. He doesn't really know what the fuck is going on either. You know what I mean? He's trying to make sense of everything, just like we all are. So it kind of made me feel more...
I feel bad for my dad sometimes too.
Empathetic, I would say, towards him. And then what pissed me off is I started talking to him again. Like, I had a talk with my brother.
And then you go crazy.
And he told me the same thing. And it's crazy that I was thinking it and then he told me. And then I called him. I'm like, hey, just checking in on you. And then, so when are you going to come help? I was like, oh, motherfucker.
It's amazing.
Bro. I was like, god damn. I'm like, this is why.
This is why I hate you, Dad.
You just want me as your Santa's little helper, like it, you know. Anyways, whatever. I'm getting personal when I shouldn't, but whatever.
All right, so it looks like I'm trying to. My agent's emailing me, March 3rd, trying to go to Drummondville. We're booking dates for French for the. People are hearing it first.
Oh shit!
Fantels world tour, the world of Quebec.
By the way, before I got here. I feel like I got to talk about this.
You don't, but I'll listen. Look, this is the kind of show that this is. We're here
listening
to
problems.
Well,
this is what we're doing. It's not really a problem. It just, the price of gas dropped by 7 cents a liter.
Yeah, a day after I put gas, by the way.
Yeah. Which, 7 cents a liter, bro, you're not.
I know, but it's the like principle. It's the principle of me being overcharged all the time.
It's $5, and honestly, you're better off paying that $5 for the shit I went through. I couldn't buy cigarettes.
Why?
Bro, pandemonium. First of all, there's 80 cars in trying to put gas at the same time. Nobody's respecting line. Hey, bro, it's there was a guy at Tim Hortons and he had like a coupon to get like a dollar off of a sandwich.
A coupon?
What do you do? A coupon. A coupon, as you say.
Can I tell you something? You're not realizing the big picture.
I was losing my
shit. You're getting angry and you're not realizing this is a sign of the times. This is how bad Trudeau's fucked the economy.
I understand, dude, but this is not what you focus on.
This is not people. No, it is. You don't understand. People don't have money.
God damn.
People don't have, and by people, I mean everyone, bro. No one, basically what happened was there used to be rich, there used to be middle class, there used to be wealthy rich, there used to be the homeless. But the middle class was doing fine. There's no more middle class.
Yeah.
So everyone's slipping. So what's happening is you're counting. You're like, okay, I'm never ahead. I'm always behind. I always owe a little bit every month to the credit card. I always owe. So the second there's a chance to save, you're going to take it. And it could come in the form of $5 here, a dollar there. And that's what people are doing. And it should show you that there's a huge fucking problem and it's only going to get worse.
But that's what it showed me. That's what it's. That's. I was like, holy shit! People are panicking this much. Well, not panicking, but they're freaking out for like.
I understand it. I understand it 100%.
I get it, but I was a bro. I was like, holy shit! Like, if it was, like to me, 30 cents a liter. Less
bro, you're saying that now. Okay, how about I take away your weekends, for example?
Yeah.
No commish, nothing.
I'm fucked.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm fucked, bro.
We're one thing away from fucking being homeless.
You don't understand how royally fucked I'd be.
That's what I'm saying. So now imagine other people
who
that experience happened to them. Their 2 days that they're making a bit of extra profit is taken away from them.
God damn.
They're done.
You know, and imagine people working minimum wage right now. Imagine people that have a family working minimum wage that are working full time, bro. I think I'd shoot myself in the knee. I would lose my mind. I've never worked minimum wage in my life.
I'm only going to say this one more time.
Yeah.
I'm only going to say this one more time because I'm tired of talking about it. We need a new government.
100%.
And the first thing they have to do for 2 years, suspend, cut completely for 2 years, or cut it in half, income tax.
Yeah.
Income tax has to be at least minimum cut in half, or just cut the federal one off and people pay provincial so that you get half your money back. And they have to reduce government. Huge. They have 100%. To do cuts so they can make up for that money. It's the only way.
Canadians need relief.
Yeah. Huge, bro.
Canadians need relief. Big time. And we have it pretty good in Quebec. Toronto, I've heard. Holy shit, bro. Did you know there was, I don't know if I talked about this with you, but there is a mayor in a Northern Ontario town. I forgot the town. She lives with her parents.
I believe it. Smart move.
She's no, but she can't. She wants to move out.
That's what I'm saying. Smart move. You can't. What are you going to go live in a dungeon?
Completely unaffordable. And this is the mayor of a town.
Yeah.
This is insane.
Yeah, they're ruining it. And people don't see people like, I'm going to keep voting liberal. True, though. He's ruining their lives and they're voting for him. It's amazing.
Yeah. You sent me the video that I had seen where he gets ambushed at a restaurant.
That I didn't send it to you, did I?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, it's the one that you were trying to find last night.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, how funny is that?
Dude, it was about the Palestine, right?
Speaking of Palestine, I heard that this morning.
Yes,
protesters,
I saw the video.
Tried to block the, they blocked the Champlain Bridge.
Yep.
So here's the thing that I got to say. Number one, thank you, because the Quebecers that are trying to get to work, that are trying to feed their families, they're the ones responsible for the ceasefire. So good job. It's just idiots. This generation is so stupid. They don't know. They just want a virtue signal.
Yeah.
They don't know to do the right things. They don't know where to go, what to say. They all just want to be part of something.
They stole a bunch of city benches, and that's how they blockaded. Did you see?
No.
Yeah, that's what I saw, and they were yelling. Could you imagine, bro, your boss is on your case or whatever, the work's not doing well or whatever the fuck, and then you get blocked by 2 hours?
Yeah, and then you got to. They're like, what really happened? People protesting for a ceasefire in Palestine. Dude, what are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
You're trying to get to Longueuil.
Yeah,
it's atrocious how stupidity is ruining the world.
It's not like this that you saw. This is how you get people to hate you.
Another thing, if you've been on TikTok or on Twitter, Bin Laden is making a comeback. Osama Bin Laden, people are talking about him again. This generation, the young one, how good he was, and they read his manifest.
No way,
dude. We literally went. This is a crazy time. We went from if you don't want forced vaccinations, you're a Nazi, to Hitler was right.
That's the
same people that were saying the vaccination stuff, that you're a Nazi if you don't want forced vaccinations, are now saying Hitler was right. You know how stupid this generation is?
It's so dumb. But I had this question on the intellectuals. How do you go from fucking calling everyone a Nazi to becoming like, it's insane. How do you leap like that? That's wild, bro. People are dumb as hell. Even I'm not dumb enough to fall for shit like that.
Yeah, it's very, very dumb.
It's and crazy. I'm dumb as shit. I'm as dumb as this table, bro.
And I saw the video finally of Trudeau when he just did not want to say ceasefire.
Oh, shit.
Did you see that? That's the funniest. Yeah, I think we need to cease, stop the, put a slowdown on violence. He didn't want to say ceasefire. Which reasonable is what you should strive for as a Canada is to try to force a ceasefire. But at the same time, since you're speaking to Hamas, negotiate, be like, look, there's going to be a ceasefire. Give the hostages. And then let's try to figure out a middle ground so that people don't get bombed. Right? But instead, it's like, fuck, now we got to sell some weapons.
But does Canada have real power?
In the sense that we provide drones and equipment and political. Yeah, it looks. We don't have that much power, but we have enough to negotiate. But not him. No one respects him.
I see.
He's they don't care.
Lining everyone's pockets, basically.
No, he shows up and they're like, oh, this fucking retard's here. That's how it is with him.
I saw he didn't get invited to the. There was a summit in the US or some shit. He wasn't invited.
No. Gavin Newsom, I don't know if Trudeau went there or he came here. That fucking idiot governor of California. I just saw a video. It's like just two idiots that destroyed their fucking their people.
Californian governor, right?
Yeah, he. When I was in Texas, they were telling me about how Xi Jinping was visiting. So he cleaned up for Xi Jinping. He got rid of all the homeless. I don't know where he put them or where he killed them or whatever. He stored them somewhere. It's just crazy that for his own people, Christ. For his own people, he does nothing about the homeless crisis. The second a fucking communist dictator's coming, he's like, all right, they disappeared. All the we drowned them all in this fucking river.
God,
it's crazy, bro.
You know what's crazy? Prior to him, a bodybuilding action star that said when he lifts weights, it's almost like he's coming.
Which is not wrong. I get that.
He did a better job than him.
Of course. Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Was a great governor.
Yeah. I've heard only good things about his governance.
Dude, that's what good... It's the same thing with the whole Trump debate. People are like, I don't like the way he talks. Yeah, okay. He was a fucking buffoon tweeting all that, right? But he literally gave people the best you could hope for in a government. No new wars. The economy was doing... That's all you can... You can't expect these people to control your life because then you're a moron. They're all too dumb. If you want Trump to control your life, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
If you want Trudeau to control your life, you're a fucking idiot. Let them free you up so that you can make a living. That's all you want from a government. Take care of government shit.
What do you think is going to happen? Do you think we're going to veer more... Because I see it happening faster and faster every day. Do you think we're going to veer more towards that dystopian, weird fucking future that we see in movies?
We are. They remember yesterday we had the argument about the digital ID, and then we're gearing towards that up in Canada, the digital currency.
The argument yesterday with the 2DM episode with Chris and you, I don't mind having everything in one place, like the cell phone, but under your skin is crazy to me.
Under your skin, but also it's not the one place that's the problem. The problem is that it's governed by the same people. So like right now you have everything in one place, but it's all different. You have your phone, you have your bank accounts. If everything is under one person, one government, you do something wrong. Now you can't drive. You can't use your bank account. You can't. That's what's scary.
It is scary. And I understand your argument. And I understood his argument of convenience and no more privacy. And that it doesn't exist anymore. But yeah, all that shit's scary to me. But I feel like I realized yesterday, you can't stop any of this.
I got to run for office.
Dude, they're not going to let you, bro. They're not even going to let you. They're going to fucking.
Not yet, maybe.
It's turning into 1984. There's going to be that select class of people. And it's going to happen. It's going to happen where you're going to have the agents that come and they're going to act like they're with you, with your cause. And then they're going to fucking razzle frazzle you after.
Yeah.
Fuck, bro. It's crazy. We had it. We had it.
An amazing country.
We had the first North America. We had it. It was in the palm of our hands.
Goddamn commies just ruined everything. Well, we
didn't even let it slip. It was through it.
No, it was psyops. It was clearly there was. They were talking about this from like the 40s.
Oh yeah,
there was
I saw infiltration the video
in the universities. They were working on this for years.
Yeah.
America was out there with the military beating people up, and then China and Russia were like, "All right, let's just do it covertly," and they fucking bamboozled them.
Yeah.
And it rubbed off on us too here in Canada. We have dumb students that are saying crazy shit like Osama bin Laden is a good dude, and it's so fucking insane.
I hear shit like this. It makes me angry.
Defending the indefensible.
Disappointed. I don't know. It's fucked up, man.
I like these new Tim Hortons cups.
They're cute, huh?
Yeah, little goose here.
Yeah, a little goose.
It's not red. It's, what is it? It's a goose and like a, what is that, a cat or a dog?
That's a fox.
It's a fox. I like it. Hot show.
Yeah,
I like
they're
this.
They're very cute. From their vomit red cups that they usually have, yeah, it's a much nicer change.
I had a sweet little old lady that was sitting next to me in the plane ride back.
Yeah.
Josh says he's got some good news for me.
Oh, shit. Josh boy coming in with the
He said cool news. I don't know if that's cool. Good. I told him, don't fucking call me unless there's money involved.
That's amazing because that's funny.
No, I didn't say that. That would be so mean. But he should know better. He should call me when money's involved. Game. I love Lana Del Rey.
She's great. I've been listening to her more because of my girlfriend. My girlfriend loves Lana Del Rey. And I'm like, fuck, bro, she's so
My girlfriend hates her because she knows we used to date. And it, it bugs her. Like, is that song about you? They're all about me.
Oh, shit.
I like that I had that moment in time where both The Weeknd and Lana were both popping off at the same time.
Yeah.
And it was, good music.
But you know they're very good friends, right? And they speak to each other through their music.
I'm aware.
Yeah.
No, they also speak to each other through, I know, through words and language.
I understand, but when they're not near each other, they'll have...
Yeah, they're good friends.
Yeah. I think it's cute. I think it's cute that he has a relationship like that with a woman that he didn't bang, or probably did bang, I don't know.
Hey, whoa. No one's ever bagged her but me. Stop that. Maybe they have, yeah.
I find that cute. I don't know. Did you see you know The Weeknd made a show, right? What was it called?
I didn't like HBO. That show, by the way. I love The Weeknd, but that show sucked.
Apparently he's gay in it. At the end, she goes, I finally found out where your problem is. Like his co-star, Johnny Depp's daughter. She goes, I finally found out where...
Wait, that's who she is?
Yeah. You didn't know?
No.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's Johnny Depp's daughter. And there's a scene at the end where she goes, I finally figured you out. You're gay. And his character is just, they're dancing together and he just goes like all serious and moody. And that was it.
Hold on. I'm just saying yes to Drummondville. Okay. It looks like it's going to probably be March 2nd.
What do you think it's called, Drummondville?
A lot of drums.
Is it because people march to it with drums? Drum on ville? Drummond? Or maybe somebody was called Drummond.
I'm replying to Josh right now. I go, I'm on a podcast. Are we getting paid? Question mark. No, but it's very artsy.
So what do you think? Do you think Drummondville was named because of English, like drum on ville, or somebody named Drummond?
It's probably Drummond. Some guy's name was Drummond.
Yeah, Drummond, yeah.
It's Andrew Drummond.
Or because it's very French, Drummond, I find. And it's very, like, up there. I feel like it's an elitist name, Drummond. Je m'appelle Drummond. You know what I mean? And he has a sword on his waist. But it's like a really skinny sword.
He says, no, we're not getting paid, but it's a good thing to get us in that direction. Oh?
Oh, shit.
Excellent podcast. Merci à vous trois. The second episode of Benjamin Tremblay, people like the three of us.
Dude, honestly, this guy
I love Benjamin.
Is amazing.
Can you do me a favor? Because you're in contact with him, right?
Yeah.
You have his number?
No, I forgot to get it again.
Yeah, send him my number so he can text me. Yeah. Because I like him. He's a good homie.
Dude, honestly, I loved listening to him speak about socioeconomic, sociopolitical shit that's happening nowadays.
I feel like starting a podcast with him that's like weekly, once a week, where we just go through what happened that week.
Yeah.
I provide the comic relief. He provides the factual data.
Yeah. Oh, dude. And it would add another French podcast.
Yeah.
He would be a great guy to have.
Yeah, I like hanging with him.
On a regular basis. The only thing is, he lives in Quebec City.
Yeah, that's why we'd probably have to go up there once a week, or we could go up there, let's say, twice a month. It wouldn't be bad.
We could, we could bang him out. Or we could do like 1 week he comes and then in next one, month.
And
we do
two each time.
Yeah.
Two episodes.
Yeah.
1 hour each. Bang, bang.
Or we can even bang out three every time.
No. You don't want to be tired. Bang, bang.
Yeah, you're right. Two. Two back to back. Yeah. You're right. Two is the sweet spot.
Yeah. And if he comes one time and we go there one time, that's just each of us is just one time. He comes here in a month, one time because we go there.
Yeah.
Just one trip a month. And we have four episodes.
That's amazing, yeah, 100%, yeah. But in winter, how's he going to do it? Because he only has his motorcycle's license.
We're going to have to be going up there in the winter, dog.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, dude, he's amazing. I loved listening. It was one of the podcasts that I produced and switched on that I was like 100% there.
What are you trying to say? What are you trying to say about my other podcasts?
Oh, no, some episodes.
I will set you on fire right now.
No, but some episodes I kind of zone out. I'm still
Most
switching.
Episodes you zone out. Yesterday on 2-Trick Minimum, we're literally giving you alley-oops to look for something, and you just glitched. You're staring at us, and you're like, were you listening? You're like, You were just staring at us for a while like this. And then he's like, you can Google, and you're like, Google what? And I was like, were you listening? And you were like, you're just glitched. You're just staring into the abyss.
No, it was for the Sopranos thing, the Home Alone, his father, Kevin McAllister.
No, it was right before that. It was right before that. And then you started looking at the different conspiracies. But right before that, there was a moment where you had fro. You remember this?
Really?
You're just staring towards the wide cam, and Chris is looking at you. And then I'm like, did you hear what you said? And you're like, no. And he had to repeat what he was saying. Because you were just zoned out completely.
Oh my
I have
God.
No idea what you were thinking of.
I don't know either.
But you just froze. You turned. I love it when we catch you because your face, you can't see it. But instantly, like I painted you, just start. You start glowing red. You can't control it. You're like,
Dude, that happens to me so much. That used to happen to me a lot also on the bus and metro where I would zone out. And sometimes I was staring at people and people would get angry.
I do the staring at people too. Do you ever?
But I don't realize I'm staring at them.
Have you ever missed your stop?
Yes.
Because you zoned out?
Yes. So many times.
You ever do it in like the, in other contexts? Like you ever do it in like the metro and then you miss the other one, you have to switch lines and shit?
Yeah, many times. The only time it doesn't happen to me is when I have to go to work. Because there I'm like, okay, I can't miss, I can't be late. So I'm very like, I'm thinking about it and it's stressing me out. But after work, like, because when I used to work at Telus for 3 years, I would take the bus metro. After work, I would miss a lot, like a lot of times. Like I had to get off at Liège or even at like Howie Moran's, I would wait the arena when I'm coming back home.
This is a good message for you.
Oh.
All those who wander are not lost.
Oh.
It's not all those that wander that are lost. Just because you're wandering doesn't mean that you're lost.
Oh, but I get lost sometimes, bro, in my head. Sometimes I feel lost.
Oh, I get deep in my thoughts, bro.
And sometimes it's... I will admit, sometimes it is, like, profound about, like, crazy shit. Sometimes it's nonsense, bro.
Most of what goes on in your head is Big Mac related, though.
No, I don't like Big Macs. Did you know that? I've never had a Big Mac in my life.
So how do you know you don't like it?
Okay, I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that.
I've never had a Big Mac in my life.
I've never had a Big Mac in my life. I assume I won't like it. Do you know why I've never had a Big Mac in my life? I used to have a friend, Adam, in elementary school and early years of high school. And he was very obese. He was like 300 pounds at the age of 10, 11.
Oh, now he's bald and under house arrest, but go on.
different Adam.
Uh-huh.
And the thing is, this kid would eat, bro. When I tell you he would eat anything in sight. And we were on a school field trip in elementary school where we were going to Old Montreal it was like a Halloween thing. We were finding ghosts of Old Montreal. It was pretty cool. And there was these actors dressed up as ghosts and shit. And
wait, there was dudes dressed up in white sheets?
No. They had like
ghosts.
No, they had like the face.
They were chasing all the black students. No. They weren't ghosts, bro.
That's funny. No, but they had the face paint on and everything, and they were dressed old timey and shit. And then we stopped at the McDonald's at Old Montreal. You know which one I'm talking about? The one that has like kind of like the awning. The yellow awning?
The yellow awning?
Yeah, it's on Saint Laurent, I think.
Oh, the garbage. We're in front of the old Starbucks.
Yeah,
that one's shit, bro. Garbage. It's just heroin addicts.
Yeah. But we stopped at that one, and there's the upstairs floor.
Upstairs floor.
And the whole classroom, we took it over, and
You mean the upstairs?
The upstairs, yeah. And we all ordered McDonald's, and this kid ordered like fucking 7 Big Macs.
7?
7 Big Macs. When I tell you...
He was rolling in the dough.
Yeah, dude. His parents were just giving money to buy food, bro. They were feeding him the most crazy
garbage. Ruined his life.
Yeah, no, but he lost a lot of weight now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's slimmed down. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah,
good for him, bro.
And because I like to stalk old friends from time to see if they're doing okay, how they're doing.
I hope someone isolates just you stalking old friends.
And bro, the kid ate 7 Big Macs and it made him sick and he puked everything out. Which is understandable. So I think that's why I've never eaten Big Macs.
One Big Mac is one too many. So imagine 7.
Bro, the kid had 7, bro. Plus like two large cups of fucking soda, Coca-Cola, whatever the fuck. kid would eat, bro. Oh my god. I'm surprised he didn't die of a heart attack at the age of fucking 15, bro.
No, you're still tough then. Your body can handle it. The older you get, the more dangerous it is. I'm going to start working out more.
Good. I'm going to work out today with Big Sex.
I want to try in the summer, by the summer, to be a sex symbol.
Okay.
I've noticed it helps with the comedy career.
You can do it. Look at Matt
Rife. Got a Netflix special, bro. I got to work out, bro. I got to get sexy.
He's a good-looking dude.
He's a good-looking dude, but just like Mike said, originally, when you just saw him and you heard that, you're like, I'm going to hate this motherfucker.
Yeah.
And then the more I listen to him, I'm like, oh, he's one of the boys.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 100%. Like, and I love the fact that he was so close to quitting, like me, so many times.
I heard this.
And then, you know, it's, you know, just that extra little step. So
one more day.
Yeah, good for him, bro.
One more day.
Fucking like that kid.
He's a cool dude, and I love his clips on TikTok. I watch him all the time.
That's why I need the good camera. I'm going to start doing high-quality clips, too.
Oh, fuck, I forgot to bring it.
No, maybe I'll get another one. Oh, yesterday, you have to go get the cameras from the bordel.
Oh, I spoke to him. Michelle took him.
Oh.
He needed them or some shit.
All right.
Yeah. Because I saw him last night. Yeah. I'm not losing weight fast enough, and I'm very upset at myself.
Go fuck yourself, bro. You don't listen to me. I don't want to talk about weight loss with you anymore because you don't listen.
But what do you mean?
You don't listen.
It's just the burritos.
Okay, but that's it. I'm not talking anymore.
So
there's no gist. Either you have to do it completely.
But I lost 10 pounds. I lost 10 pounds.
You didn't lose 10 pounds. This is like Bidenomics. You can't gain 500 pounds and then be like, bro, I'm on a weight loss. I lost 40. You gained so much fucking weight.
Yeah.
The 10 pounds might just be water weight.
Yeah. So, well, what I'm doing now is I'm doing a 3-day water fast. I'm only drinking water for 3 days. It ends Saturday midnight. I haven't eaten anything.
You just started.
Yep.
Yeah. I
started at midnight last night.
Yeah, it's not gonna happen.
I'm doing it.
I hope it does, but it won't happen.
I'm gonna do it.
I know you.
I'm gonna do it. I'm committing to
this.
You're
eating pizza tonight.
Nah, bro. Oh, speaking of pizza, bro, I haven't had pizza in so long. And last night, bro, I had a dream. It was so crazy. I was eating pizza, bro, and it was straight out of the pan, bro. They didn't even bother putting it in a plate for me, and it was huge. It was like, it took up this entire table, bro, and I was bathing in it. I was like eating it, shoving it down my face. Bro, I loved it. And then I woke up, I was like, oh my God, I really miss pizza. Bro, and I was like a kid. It was just cheese slices in my dream.
Let me ask you a question.
It was the melty cheese, like the cartoons.
If you had the choice.
Yeah.
You can eat all the pizza you want and be fit. But people have to murder your asshole like they did to Will Smith.
Nah. Nah, I'm sorry. Nah.
One time.
It's not worth it.
By the same guy. Okay, it's what if it was Will Smith doing the murdering?
No, not worth it.
No, just, you wouldn't let a clit touch your asshole?
No. I wouldn't let a finger go there, bro. My ex-girlfriend, one time she almost slipped a finger and I freaked out.
You mean almost? How'd she get lost?
No, because she was blowing me and then she went to go put a finger. And I'm like, what are you doing?
You know how much shit there is up there? I haven't been able to wipe my ass in 6 months.
And if I didn't stop her, she probably would have slipped in, bro. There was a lot of saliva and everything, right?
Oh, bro.
What the fuck are you doing?
Saliva in your asshole?
Yeah, because she was blowing me. Oh. I was like, don't you dare. She was laughing.
But she blew you from the ass?
No, because you know when she's blowing, like it slobbers down, like when you're lying down.
Okay.
But some of the saliva.
So you were lying down on the bed?
Yeah. I got so mad, bro. I was like, don't you dare.
You're disgusting. Now I have a disgusting visual in my head. Ugh, the saliva in your asshole and
dripping down.
You just ruined everyone's. Everyone's having a quiet, nice day with the bonus episode.
But those are the best blowjobs, bro.
Oh.
The ones where there's saliva just dripping down your balls, down your asshole, bro.
You disgust me.
It tickles you a bit. So it adds a bit of, adds a bit of flavor.
All right, look, that's enough. Tell your friends about patreon.com/pantelis. I think we're going to release this even regular so that people on Spotify and Apple can hear what a bonus tape is like.
100%. I think we should do this more often.
Yeah. Now that we're back to... Oh, and
we
Club
can play
Zeus.
Cool music like this.
Yeah. Club Zeus.
Oh, yeah. I got
what's
book
his name
Emil.
Is waiting.
Yeah, I'm going to call him.
We love you, people. Come see us live every Tuesday. There's English comedy at the Bordel. I host it. Different lineup. It is definitely not an open mic. It's actual professionals that get paid to be there. Tour dates to be announced. Right now we're booking live, actually, as we're talking, for the French stuff in Quebec, and I gotta get back to booking throughout Canada.
Yeah. Peace out, peeps. We love you.
patreon.com/pantelis. Breaking up slowly is a hard thing to do. I love
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.